G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 17. I'm John Barker and we've got the whole band back together this week. We've got Carl Diorio and Joel Marshall. Carl, did you have a profitable holiday out west and elsewhere?
Great night at Gloucester Park, and whatever I made there, I blew it on the Saturday because the punting days in WA just go far too long, you know. You get up in the morning, it's about 8 a.m. for that first race in New Zealand, and then you crack open the mini toast, and before you know it, the quaddy legs are starting. So it was a long, long day, and very enjoyable experience.
All right, Joel, the Villiers Stakes, plenty of fun facts about this race, and Fabrizio ticks most of those boxes. Spoiler alert, but no secret, because front of Winning Post this week is your Villiers selection, and I assume yours as well, Carl. Fabrizio.
Yeah, he's going to be a pretty warm favourite in what's a really open race outside of him. He's an exciting talent. Of course, he just went far too hard in the Epsom, but since then he's bounced back with two good wins, just completely dominant during Cup Week at Flemington. He has been freshened up, he's won a trial, he's certainly going to be very, very hard to beat. And but as I said, outside of him, it's really even. You could probably make a case for about 11 or 12 horses, but he certainly does look the clear favourite.
All right, well, we might just get straight into the English Villiers Stakes. It certainly is the race of the weekend. The traditional Group 2 mile, it's as I've written in Best Bets this week, it's a very reliable standby of this point of the calendar. It's basically been there over a mile at Randwick for more than 100 years. And since Cocky was an egg, no horse over six has won it, apart from Honour in War, and that was a freak year because it was over 1,400 metres due to the EI outbreak. In recent years... Yeah, that's right, from another nine-year-old in Takeover Target.
And that commercial ran on TVN for about 7 years straight.
Yep. And I've also found that last start winners go fabulously well in this race in recent years. And barriers, you want to be drawn, I think the last eight or something winners have drawn six or outside. And Fabrizio, therefore, ticks all the boxes. Last start winner. Is dropping in distance though, and freshened up, back from 1800 to 1600. The last winner to drop in distance and win the Villiers was Aqua D'Amour. Of course, she was also the last winner for Gay Waterhouse, Joel.
Yeah, she dominates the Randwick Miles, although not so much the Villiers, but I think she can notch another one here. Fabrizio is my pick. Look, I was keen on Pajaro. Expecting Fabrizio to show up in the Villiers. Thought, you know, obviously after that Cup Week run, I thought that may have been it the last time we've seen him for 2016. But Pajaro certainly won. I'll be having a couple of dollars on each way. He peaked third up to win last preparation, and I don't think there's been anything wrong with his two runs this prep. 18 Duke of Elantinwa, I'm throwing in for third. I think he's come back in good order. He looked a little plain last time, but he had that big weight. They didn't run him in the festival from the wide gate. Drawn wide again, but I think down to 53 kilos, he can certainly run a bit of a race. And one Dibiani. He's best form, certainly good enough to win this. He just doesn't win out of turn. That's the worry.
Fabrizio on top for me. He's just a very good horse. He's got that sort of Gay Waterhouse on pace, tough style. He breaks the hearts of his opposition. And they've really been dominant wins his past three over this similar sort of distance range. So I've got him on top from the main danger to Amavasio, who's got back and made good ground at all three starts this campaign. Ran the home the quickest last 600 in the festival, so I think that's the flashing light run out of that race. Third number 13, Saracen. This horse, first up in Australia, will be better over further, but has a touch of class, and from barrier three with a rain-affected track, I think he'll be somewhere at the finish. And for fourth, number 11, Hazabil. That was a nice run in the festival as well. Don't think was suited by the inside barrier. Draws slightly wider than that. Michael D, with that experience on the horse, his third consecutive ride now, Hazabil can figure it. Ran fifth in last year's Kingston Town Classic, so he's certainly got the ability, or the railway, I should say.
There are two other black type races on the Randwick program on Saturday, but the richest race is the sales restricted race 3 English Nursery for 2 year olds. This is worth $500,000, Joel, and She Will Reign must have been impressive on debut to be starting $2 here.
Yeah, very short price. Been tightened up in Golden Slipper markets as well off that debut win where she nearly broke the track record. Look, she trialled like an absolute speed machine and suggested that she'd probably do that against a maiden field on debut. And, well, she was impressive. Ben Mellon partnered her in the trial. He's there to ride her on Saturday. After saying all that, I've got her in for second behind number one, Vinland, who I thought was really, really good on debut. In the Merson Cooper at Sandown, got back and raced a little bit greenly in behind runners at the back of the field, came wide, and I thought he stretched out well. He's since been to Sydney and has won a trial. So I've gone one to beat eight, She Will Reign, nine, Sheikha. Trialled well, heavily backed on debut. I think may have been beaten by one who goes pretty good though, so no disgrace in running second, and two, Calligrapher, son of Written Tycoon, that has trialled okay.
Same trifecta in order for me, 1, 8 and 9. Yeah, Vinland caught the eye late on debut. She Will Reign, good debut win, it's 1 by 8. But yeah, don't want to be taking the skinny price about it in such a big competitive race. For third, number 9, and then for fourth, I put in number 6. Unbeaten, both wins have been good. It defied the betting drift to win last time, and it's quite a gritty on pace effort. So I've gone 1, 8, 9 and 6 in race 3.
Well, as a an alarming degree of agreement and unanimity so far. It's like watching Fox News, but we get to a bit of an argument, because we come to race 5, first of the black type races on the program, and that is the Fugan Christmas Cup, a listed event over 2400.
Definitely Fugan. What is Fugan? Do we know what Fugan is?
Mind boggles.
It's, I mean, you know, it could be an acronym, but let's hope not.
We'll have to search for that. Iggy Pop, the 8-year-old. It's been a while since he won, but gee, I reckon he's going super this prep. That he resumed with a second behind Fabrizio, and that suggested that he'd come back in good order. Missed out his next go, but next two runs really good to figure in the placings. And geez, he was tough last start, three wide throughout, and just kept on giving. Finished third, Tim Clark stays aboard, barrier 3, he'll get a softer run, and 2400, perfect for him, really like him. To beat 4, Lord Van Persie, also in at Flemington, but if he goes up to Sydney, he's another coming off a wide run, sat 3 deep the trip last start, and thought battled on quite well. 8, Not a Gypsy, a bit disappointing last start, but better than that, and 1 index linked, capable of bobbing up in these sorts of races.
Destiny's Kiss on top for me. Thought the last up run, the ATC Cup behind Malice, was quite good. Should appreciate the rain affected conditions. They are predicting rain in Sydney, so should really play into his hands. He's won at 3200, so he'll stay all day. Just reading here the overview from Kevin Casey. Destiny's Kiss, who has never started longer than $4.40 in 7 tries over 2400 metres, and is 14 starts for 9 wins and 4 placings, win favourite. He won't be favourite on the weekends, but he's come up big odds, and I think he's a great each way bet. I've got him on top from 4, Lord Van Persie, who will be scratched, so ignore that. 1, Index Lincoln for 3rd, he's much better at this distance range. Dan Drew, I've got him next, and then I'll throw in Joel Selection there, Iggy Pop in for 4th.
And you're going head-to-head with your value bets in the other listed race on the Randwick program, which is race 8, the Green Options Racing, Razor Sharp, 1200 metres, Joel.
Yeah, 13 onerous. He's got to step up a little bit for this tougher race, but I'm banking on the Blinkers doing the trick here. He's had 4 runs since joining Chris Waller. Blinkers haven't been on at any of the 4 runs. He's had a few excuses along the way. He was there to win at Flemington, I thought, in the Greys race, which was certainly a weaker race than this, but I don't think 1400's his best trip. I think back to 1200 suits. And when Team Hawks put the Blinkers on him after a handful of starts, he won 3 of his next 4, and his miss, it wasn't really a miss, it was a second to Malaguera. So Blinkers really sharpened him up, just hoping that can do similar on Saturday. So at a big price, I'm with 13 onerous to beat 9, I Am the Lady. She's gearing up for the Magic Millions day. She won on that day last year, and she's going super with 2 trial wins under her belt. 14, Weatherly, the young, unexposed 3-year-old, certainly got to respect him. And 11, His Majesty will get back and we'll be charging home.
Yeah, I've got the mare on top. I'm the Lady. First up from a spell, 1-2 recent Warwick Farm trial. She's got a great first up record. She'll be heading back towards the Gold Coast, you'd say, for the Magic Millions Fillies and Mares race. And this looks a nice starting point for her. Got her on top from 14 Wedley, an interesting time for a three-year-old colt with his sort of ability to be resuming. But I really liked him as a two-year-old. I think he's one of the better two-year-olds in the country. Talon Dirtman was excellent down the grandstand side. And he's got plenty of potential. Third, I've put in number five, which is Boss Lane, who was placed in this race last year when resuming. He comes into this race off fresh, and his recent efforts numerically read poor, but the runs have contained merit. And for fourth, I put in number 11, His Majesty.
All right, well, as I mentioned, they were the value bets. So we've had Joel's best bet, which was race 5, number 5, Iggy Pop. Value bet, race 8, number 13, Onerous. We've had Carl's value bet, race 8, number 9, I Am Zalady. So, Carl, to take us out from Randwick, talk us through your best bet on the program. I speak of race 9, number 9, Sonic Swish.
Good horse, Sonic Swish. Won on debut for Chris Waller 3 starts ago, then was heavily backed and just got a little bit too far back, 2 starts ago behind Dream Lane from the outside barrier. Again drew the outside barrier last weekend, staying at 1,200 metres, and just flashed home late for a close-up third behind Isa Rich. The rise to 1,400 metres is really what he's yelling out for, and he gets it on the quick backup. So probably no great odds, but he'll go close to winning from barrier 2 with Hugh Bowman the ball.
All right, the other black type on the eastern seaboard on Saturday is at Doomben. And the first of the black type races, Joel, the PPS Tailored Furniture Solutions, Brisbane Handicap, 1600 metre listed race.
Well, there are 3 listed races.
Did I say 2? I meant 3. 4, 5, 6, hang on. Well, let's start at the start. Let's start at the start, but let's try and keep things moving along.
They pop up, these listed races.
They certainly do. And the first of them, in fact, the first two, named after Queensland Train Golden Slipper winners. They are 2-year-old races, as you'd expect. The first one for Colts and Geldings, 97.3 FM, Feel and Ready Stakes, 1110 metres.
3 Arrestar on top, a debut winner. To beat 1 Dispatch, another debut winner, 4 Hours to Keep, another debut winner, and 5 Saxton Rock, who had no luck on debut, and then came out and won at his first start. Robbie Fradd probably would have had the pick between Saxton Rock and Arrestar. He was originally on Arrestar, who I tipped, but he's now on Saxton Rock, so maybe that's the way to go. But 3-1-4-5 for me.
And the second is the International Interior Images Callaway Gal Stakes for the fillies over the same course.
8 Make My Own Luck on a tricky program. Decided to make her my best, always dangerous in a 2-year-old race, but she backs up from Toowoomba last Saturday night. Didn't beat much, but gee, she looked good doing it. Settled third, leaders dropped out, and she just took over and kept running and eased down. I think she looks pretty smart. Got her ahead of 5 Initialize, 12 We Have Liftoff, and 3 Champ Elect.
We move from the 2-year-olds to the 3-year-olds in race 3, Delfina's Bistro Gold Edition Plate, 1,200 metres. And there's a very special horse here, a hot commodity at around about $1.20, and that's Winning Rupert. You've got him on top, Joel, but your value bet is also in the race.
Yeah, Winning Rupert should be winning, really. $1.12, I think I saw somewhere, which is just ridiculous, but he towed his rivals first up. He looks pretty smart. He'll probably win again. I like the look of this filly, Gold Denari, as listeners would know. Thought she was reasonably good first up, beaten by a stablemate, a fitter stablemate. I think they've always looked at a Magic Millions campaign with this filly. I think she'll run really well. So take the Cornella, take a few multiples and back her heavily for a place. 6 Deep Image, a first starter. David Van Dyke's obviously got a big opinion of this one, and he certainly trialled like he would just win a maiden if they found one for him. Maybe Magic Millions maiden might be his go, and 11 Rare Occurrence will be running on for 4.
Oh, I see. So put him in this to make sure he doesn't win before the Magic Millions maiden. Race 5. We finally do get to the Brisbane Handicap. 1,600 metre listed race, Joel.
Yeah, this is a very tricky race. Only 9 in it, but I'll be going really wide in my quaddy and taking 7 of them and hoping one of the rougher ones can win. I'm with 6 Feltra. Tipped him first up, but he ran really well. Just held on for third. He'll be the good odds. I think he's worth sticking with each way. The blinkers were on him first up, so he's ready to go, and he ran well. I think he'll give you a good sight from 3 Cylinder Beach, who was excellent winning first up. 2 Sweet Redemption. Well, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have sent this one north after winning the festival. Obviously, they've got Fabrizio to represent them in the Villiers. She'll be on speed and certainly be hard to beat. 9 Top Tone will be the other one on speed, and he can measure up a bit of a price.
Race 7 is at Doomben on Saturday, is the Lexi Group Loch Ney Stakes. How do you pronounce that?
I always say Loch Ney, but I have heard Loch Nee.
Loch Nee, wouldn't it?
Oh, who knows?
No, yeah, possibly, because it's spelt like the horse, isn't it? Yeah. The horse sound.
No, that's not.
Oh, nay, no, that's N-E-I-G-H, yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
we're no closer to work.
Yeah, we'll come back to you on that, just like the pronunciation of Fugan.
Well, I'm with number 7, Too Good to Refuse. He come back in really good order, super win second up. They stayed at 1,200 last start, and he just wasn't able to get close enough to him on the turn. He was doing his best work late, out to the 1,350, and they whacked the blinkers on straight away. Hopefully that does the trick. He should be hard to beat from 3, Miss Cover Girl, who was stiff first up. She's come back in good order, the Group 1 winner. 9, Lucky Tom. Up in class, but has a really good 1,350 metre record at Doomben. I reckon they probably targeted him at this race, fresh, and 4, most important, for 4th.
And our winning post selectors are unanimous that in the last, the South Pacific Laundry Bribie Handicap over 1,050 metres, the toppy Casual Choice can resume with a win.
Yeah, big field. I reckon there's a long tail to it. A couple of the key hopes drew wide and were early scratching, Sold for Song and Wicked Intent. So 1, Casual Choice. He was unbeaten last prep, 3 from 3. Drawn Barrier 5. He's got the 58, but I think he'll get a lovely run, and he's probably the safe bet to finish the day. To beat 13, Upstart Pride. Likes to get to the front and dominate. If he can find the lead, he's certainly a strong hope. 12, Travinda. Former Victorian galloper, connections have sent him up north to Rob Heathcote. Really well placed here, but gate 18 makes things a little bit tricky. And a 4, Architect, has a big finish when right. Can be a little bit hard to catch, but on his day, he's really good, so we'll be keeping him safe.
And to recap, Joel's best at Doomben, race 2, number 8, Make My Own Luck, and a bit of value, maybe some sneaky hope of knocking off the hot pot, race 3, number 8, Gold Denari. And the last of the black type in Australia on Saturday is over in the west, Joel. We have a listed race and a Group 2. We start with a listed race at Ascot, race 5, Starstruck Classic, 1600 for the fillies and mares.
Yeah, I've got 9, Cracker Vision. Last couple of runs in this company have been really good. She hit the line strongly after being held up last start. She's drawn a good gate and I think up to the mile suits. I'm with 9 to beat 3, Cosmic Storm. 4, Dreamtime Dancer, I think, could be a big improver from a better gait with a bit of fitness under her belt. And 2, Ideal Image, dropping in class back from the railway.
And the main feature is race 7, the Group 2 weight for age over 2,100 metres, formerly known as the CB Cox Stakes. I suppose you would want to, you know, you've already got a Cox plate, you don't need a Cox Stakes, even though they are different Coxes named after. So we've got the Teddy Van Heem Stakes, and old Ted's, good old Ted, he's got a runner.
Has he?
I believe.
Ah.
I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, she ran really well first up against Mesh.
Oh, in fact, you might have 2, because we've got the same colours on number 3, Dubai Escapade.
Yeah, the red with the green Maltese cross, yeah. Well, I'm feeling lucky is probably the pick of those two, because she's a mare and she's come back in good order, and it was a good run first up. Not in my 4, however. 14, Perfect Reflection, really does look the one at these weight for age conditions, her form this time in. Whilst, you know, maybe you probably thought she would have won more than one from 4 starts. On her early record, but she's certainly been racing really well and in strong company, so she's the one to beat. From 10, Neverland, finally put in a little bit better effort last start. 7, Tradesman, and 6, Dark Musket. My best for Ascot is race 3, number 3, Maserati. Stepped up from 1500 to 2100, got a good ride from Damien Oliver, but it was a good strong win last start. He'll be a bit fitter for that, and I think he can go on with the job. And my value is Headlander Boy in the first, race 1, number 5. Both runs back have been quite solid. I think he can dominate more so over the 1600. He likes to get to the lead, and up to this longer trip, he hopefully can get a soft lead and be well rated and can give a good sight at a price.
Okay, well, it's taken us a while to get there, longer than usual, but the Melbourne racing this Saturday is at Flemington. 9 races, no black type, but plenty of value to be had. What's your best and value bets, Joel?
I'm going to make Lady Selkirk, coming off a duck egg, my best. I thought it was a forgivable miss at Moonee Valley first up. They went back from the outside gate and had a bit of a bumping duel on the turn when trying to work into it. I thought her last sort of 50, 75 metres was pretty good. She's won twice at Flemington, gets the claim, blinkers on, and she'll be really hard to beat. She's got a bit of upside about her. And my value bet is Bullpit, race 6, number 6. Just about all of his wins and placings is when he can lead in his races. He's had a couple of wide draws and did meet with interference at the start. in one of his runs this prep. If he can get a clean getaway and find himself up on the pace, I think he's going better than his form suggests. He can be an improver.
Best bet for me is Loyalty Man, race 8, number 7. This horse was drew barrier 2 over 1600 metres at Flemington, the same conditions that he's got on Saturday, and he was all set for victory. It seemed he was one out, one back, and absolutely travelling, but unfortunately, just pile of error. He didn't come out three wide, Patrick Maloney, on the point in the home turn. He got in all sorts of bother, and he ran fourth behind Boom Time. But credit to the rider and the horse, they atoned in the Wodonga Cup with a good half-length victory. That was a weaker field than what he'll meet on Saturday. And the half-length margin, whilst looking bad on paper, the horse, I think, idled when he got in the lead, and perhaps if he was really pushed to the limit, he could have had something more in reserve. So I think Loyalty Man's the way to go on the minimum weight and over the 1,600 metres again from that favourable barrier. Value bet St. Troy Bow, race 9, number 12. This horse is 25-1. I think he's a really good chance. He's proven down the straight, or I should say proved, at 25-1. He ran second in the Creswick Stakes to Illustrious Lad, who's a really good straight track performer. St. Troy Bow was good first up at Geelong. He got a long way back, held up at the top of the straight, and then flashed home for a good close-up third to Danuki. Second up, fit up, and he's a really nice horse on his day.
I think you can say proven, Carl. I mean, I realise I'm here and I'm the world's greatest pedant on the topic, but I realise I'm fighting a losing battle against the word proven, so feel free to use it in future. My best, pens at the ready, listeners, because I reckon 7 of my last nine best in Melbourne have won most recently. Khaki, and oh my goodness, there's no heart flutters there, just away it went, bang! So I'm going for race 7, number 10, Gallic Chieftain. Impressive last start win, that form franked. And Carl, my value bet, which I think we can probably safely ignore, because the record is not up there with the best bets, is one of your pin-up horses, Corkum, who you've gone against with Loyalty Man.
I was very much thinking about putting him on top. The only worry with Corkum is that he jars up on firm tracks, and by race 8 on a 29-degree day, track dries out a bit. I'm just worried that he's...
Although it is actually only going to be 20.
Is it? Okay, well, that maybe makes it slightly better, but still, he might just jar up. But he's a really nice horse, and he's a full brother. Corkum, with the N at the end, is very good. 3 wins from 6 starts, and if you've got a spare $500,000, please buy him and bring him to Australia, because he's just going to absolutely wipe the floor with everything.
And give Carl 1/5 of 1%.
We can negotiate off the
airwaves. So race 8, number 6 is my value bet. All right, that takes care of... No, it doesn't quite take care of Australian racing. Geez, Carl, having you back, it really does extend the... extend the hours. Yeah, we're putting in an overtime claim. Morfordville Parks, racing on the Parks track on Saturday. In fact, racing on the course proper Friday at twilight. And, there is so much TAB racing around Australia on Friday. If you happen to be knocking off early, perhaps you're about to take off on your Christmas holiday and you just want to be just head down the pub and do some punting, grab your winning post, because... we've got, certainly for the Morfordville meeting, we have fields, overviews and a tips panel and colours. And we've got the Moonee Valley and Canterbury night meetings full form for those. So plenty of value in this.
It is middle of the month too. A lot of paychecks go in around the middle of the month. So 16th.
Tell you what, you certainly notice it, with certain people, they really can't wait to have a bet.
All right, so we head to Morfordville, Carl, and as usual, you've taken us through the last two races, which both happen to be heats of the Star of Christmas series.
That's right, House of Wax. Really keen on these prospects. He's a backmarker that gets back and really attacks the line. He rarely gets there first, though. He's won 5 from 34, which isn't all that bad, but he hasn't won for a little while. Last start effort was just... plain. He never got into the race, but the form prior was quite good, and he just drops back a little bit in grade. There's not a great deal of depth here, so that's my value bet, and my best bet comes up in the last race, 8, number 10, Beau Rivage. This one I've been following for quite some time to no avail, but has been finishing close up just around them. Should have finished closer 2 starts ago, and then hit the line nicely for 3rd behind Tycoon Queen. Dominic Turner retains the ride. Beau Rivage, one of these days it's going to get there on the line. I just think if we stick solid at the each way price, we can get the job done.
All right, that takes care of racing around Australia, but we now head to New Zealand, where earlier in the day we have a couple of group features at Awapuni, Joel.
Yeah, decent meeting at Awapuni. My value bet comes up in one of the features, the Group 2 Manawa 2 Challenge Stakes Race 7, and my value bet is Summer's Day, number 10. Did a good job first up, finishing second behind North and South, who I think she can turn the tables on from a better draw and with more fitness under the belt, being only second up. I think she'll be hard to beat. My best, hopefully, can kickstart the day. Race 1, number 4, Lewis Carroll. Probably be favourite, but he looks a real talent. Good win first up, and I think he can go on with the job. Tarapa, good meeting there on Saturday. My best again, kicking off early. Race 1, number 1, Julius. Lightly raced 5-year-old, showed a heap of potential in his first campaign, and a recent trial was really good. And my value bet is in the last. Race 8, number 5, Sassanoff's Hero. Coming off a duck egg, but he had no luck, and I thought he was all right at Ellerslie first up. He'll strip fitter, and he's certainly capable of improving sharply in this class second up.
All right, well, that leaves us only to remind you to get your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for that big Friday I was talking about, as well as our usual Saturday and Sunday coverage. Bump 104 pager, plenty of reading in there as well. And finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. Well, I'm riding high once again after Khaki, but dangerously, I'm going to go off my best in Melbourne this week and go for another Melbourne horse, because forget the first up run on this horse. Is just too smart not to back, and it's race 9, number 1, Stellar Collision at Flemington. Joel?
I'm going to go one at a bit of odds. Couldn't really be sure about anything on Saturday, so I'm going to look for value. Race 8 at Randwick, number 13, Onerous.
Yeah, I'll have to cross swords with you there, Barks. 10 each way, race 9, number 12, Sang Troy Bow.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.